So this is a topic I could talk all day on, and it's the reason why I'm running. If you look back at the landscape that we've seen in the city of North Bay, probably in the last 5 years or so, things have changed with extreme mental health and addiction issues, and they were very prevalent in our downtown area for quite some time, and they still are. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I have over 17 years of experience working in social services. I currently work for Ontario Works, but I also have worked for over 10 years at the local poverty office, LIPI. So I've done firsthand roles, and that's, again, where I've seen what's been changing, and I don't have control as a municipal politician. This is where everyone says, what can you do? What can you do? I can't tell a provincially funded agency how to do their job. I can't tell the Ministry of Health how to do what to spend their money on. We write letters and we advocate. We go to meetings. But this is something where we get those standardized letters back just saying thank you for your concern, and we're going to look into it. But again, some of the things that we're looking at to assist with that is train 3,000 new mental health and addiction professionals, have mental health professionals in emergency rooms and ready to respond to emergency calls, build 15,000 more supportive homes for mental health and addictions, prevent, intervene, and treat opioid addictions and overdose with a $300 million investment, target organized crime groups and deceptive opioid manufacturers, make life-saving harm reduction supplies and sites more available, 130,000 deeply affordable homes, including social and community homes, supportive housing, and homes for Indigenous people. This is on top of those 15,000 that I mentioned earlier. Fund new emergency shelter beds and improve existing shelters. Guaranteed access to mental health services for all health professionals. Invest in Indigenous-led mental health supports and long-term care. Work with diverse local and Indigenous voices to ensure that community needs are being met. Build 1.5 million homes over the next 10 years. So again, that's within the number I mentioned before. We're going to provide culturally competent and gender-affirming health, mental health, and long-term care. We're going to work with municipalities to expand zoning options to empower municipalities to accelerate those housing projects. We can have all the money we want for housing projects, but if we have nobody to build them or no land, so this again is where we have to start being creative for solutions for the North. But again, we're going to reduce wait times for mental health care. We're going to provide free mental health first aid and guided online supports. But I think even with what's in the platform, the system is so complex and so broken, it's going to take a lot, and there is no clear-cut answer. Every municipality was hoping for that kind of cookie-cutter approach that they can just create in their own municipality, but it doesn't work like that. The services that we have in the Nipissing District, such as the Crisis Center, LIPI, and the Gathering Place, those things are our own, and other communities don't have that. So every community has to kind of create their own approach to it, but we need the supports from the province to be able to do what we need. And we started that with the mayor's roundtable, where we said, I forget how many groups we brought together, but we said, this is exactly what we need in our community. This is where we might have too much, this is where we don't have enough, but this is what we need, and we were starting to work on a plan. And that's what we need to do. We need to empower communities to work together, find out what you need, and then have the support from the province to implement their own community-driven plan.